Yes, that's more again on the Kuf Chov Gimel, Omer Aleph, bottom again, Osafna Tudat again. Machet Shayad Little Boy, that you let her touch a needle on Shabbos. Even though it's a cliche machtel yisr, it's only to use for sewing, but if you want to use it now, sorry, dov hamuta, to take out a splinter, it's muta. So the more sholach le rova brei the rabba le rab Yosef. Hilamdeinu rabbeinu, you taught us. Machet she nito charoro, if you have a needle that was taken out, it's charoro, it's whole. Oy uks, or else the point of the needle, maho. What's the loch? If this needle is still roy to be touched, is it still called a kli, can you touch it on Shabbos or not? Omalei tenisu, we learned, machet shayad, if you have this needle that you use to sew with your hands, lito bo es hakoitz, that you allow to take it on Shabbos to take out a splinter. Is, so mel is called a kli, shamachtel yisr, but smutle tzor dover mutter. The little boy sakoitz, you're allowed to use the needle on Shabbos to take out the splinter. As if the purpose of using the needle is to take out a splinter, what's the difference if the needle has a hole or doesn't have a hole? As long as you could use it to take out a splinter, it's right to touch to use on Shabbos. Eisva, have a kasha. Machet shenito charorah, if you have a needle that the hole came off it, or ilksa, or else the point came off the needle, is toira. That means if it was once tomei, now it becomes Torah. So you see, it's not called a kli. So you should be yosset to touch on Shabbos. You should blive muksa. Omer Abaye, tuma Shabbos karamis. Yes, you make kasha from tuma till for Shabbos. Tuma kli maisa binin. Again, the tuma has to be a kli maisa. So therefore, since it's not a kli maisa, it's not right to use now. Since it doesn't have a point, it's Torah. Obelinin Shabbos midi dechazi binin. For Shabbos though, it has to be a kli that you could use it. As long as it could be used, it's still called a kli. See, you could use this needle to take out a splinter. So mel is mutter to touch on Shabbos. It's the coats. It's still usable to take out the splinter. Omar Rav was a Rav name. Man the kemoisiv shapa kemoisiv. The one that asked the kasha was a good kasha for nichos tuma. The what middle in tuma lav monhu since for hilchos tuma it's not considered a kli. And we'll soon see why, because people throw it away, is Linyan Shabbos Nami Lav Monhu. Negeyat is Shabbos now. You're not allowed to touch it on Shabbos, because people are only meant to throw it away, it loses its shame kli. Meisva Havakasha, Machet, if you have this needle, Bein Nekuva, whether it has a hole in it, Bein Shenin Nekuva, whether it doesn't have a hole in it, is Mutla Talkla B'Shabbos. Still, you're allowed to be Metalkla on Shabbos, you can touch it on Shabbos. V'loy Omru Nekuva, and we don't say the loch of Nekuva, V'loy Omru Nekuva, Elo Linyan Tumah Bovad. It's only a loch of Hilchos Tumah, that if it doesn't have a hole anymore, it's not Mekabel Tumah. But Kopon Misif is Shabbos, Klo, even though it doesn't have a hole, still you could touch it on Shabbos. So you see, you're not Makish Hilchos Shabbos Hilchos Tumah. And the Gemara, Tirgum Abaya, Liba the Rova, Begulmi Askinan. Yeah, Begulmi means like a plain piece of metal. While that's first making the needle. Like Rashi says, Begulmi. Gulmi machtin ho imedis linokiv. You have this plain piece of metal that's oimid now to make it into a needle to make a hole in it. Then the kuva, daimid li, nigmro malachto. Vishaina nakuva ain't a nigmro malachto. Therefore, if you have the needle, it's called nigmro malachto, the point. Without the point, it's not nigmro malachto. Hilkach. Then yintume, who do I have a kli? Ava batilta shar yidachosi lokuts. Mashenkin, this piece of metal, since it's oimid now to make it into a kli, it's mutter to touch on Shabbos. Why? Because zimna de milna chalayu umeshavi lamona. Because sometimes people leave it the way it is. They don't go to finish it off to make it a point or to make the hole. They leave it the way it is. So when you're first making the needle, it's still called a kli. Avul heich odenito charboro yuksa odam zorko lebein grutois. But once you had a finished needle with the hole at the top and the point, and then one of them came off, then it's aimed to throw it away. People don't keep it anymore, they throw it away. So that's not called a kli anymore. Trashi grutois shivri matchis. Broken piece of metal. Odom zorkin leben grutois. People throw it away now. Oboto shem kli minei. Therefore it's not called a needle anymore. So do more of it. Asuvi yinuka. If you want a asuvi yinuka, the trashi means lahachlek seder evorov kishunerlet evorov. If a kid was born on Shabbos, as soon as the kid is born, you want to like straighten out, smooth out his bones. So it's asuvi yinuk. You want to smooth out, straighten out his bones. Here's Rav Nachman also. Nachman says it's also to do on Shabbos. Because Rashi the domi lemasakin, looks like you want to fix. You're fixing up the person. Daima to masakin. It's also with the rabbonin. Rav Sheshe Shori. Sheshe says no. It's mutter. It's not nirukim masakin. Omar Rav Nachman Minoa Minulo. So Nachman brings a riot to himself to say that it's also. How do we know it's also? The Tanan. Ein oisin afik tuzin b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to like cause yourself to vomit on Shabbos. So Rashi Lakia. Shoisa Mashkin, you drink a lot, umaki, and you make yourself vomit it up. You're not mechavim to heal yourself. Elo horikis meiv. You want to empty out your stomach. Sheyuchol lechov lishter sayim harbi. You want to be able to eat more today. Namina perakovis. V'yaf agav le goza bo mishum slika samamonim dolab refuahi also mishum the masakin gavra. Even though you're not, there's no issa refuah here. Still, we see it's also because it's near as if you be masakin gavra. You're fixing yourself. Is here also to fix up the kid to smooth out his bones on Shabbos. It's also. Rav Sheshe says no. Hosom lav urcha, abhoch urchei, trashiyoch urchei. I mean, over there, it's not a shtegi for a person to vomit. So therefore, if you do it on Shabbos, that's doimah to misakin. But here it's a shtegi, it's urchei, it's a normal thing to do. Trashi v'rehu kemisha machilu mashkeil, it's as if you're giving the baby to drink. It's a normal thing to do. So that's called urchayil, that's not doimah to misakin kli. Amirav sheshis minoa minolo. How do I know that it's mutter to do this on Shabbos, to smooth out the bones of the kid on Shabbos? The tanan. Machit shel yad, if you have a needle, you're allowed to touch on Shabbos, little boys a kites, in order to take out a splinter on Shabbos. So you see, even though l'chur is doimah to misakin, looks like you're being misakin, you're fixing yourself. You're taking out a splinter. Still, we say it's mutter since it's urchayu. For Rav Nachman, hosam pokid, hocha loy pokid. Rav Nachman says, no, a splinter is not really part of the body. Rashi, pocket means hakoitza ze einem mechuba boy. The splinter is not part of the body. It's not mechuba. Ela mufkot. It's like in a jar by itself. The nosin shom. It's put there. For itzozu ein a tikkun. Taking out the splinter, it's not like you took out and be misaking the body itself. It's not considered part of the body. Habahocha le pocket. Here, v'domi lemlocha she misadrin o machnis lemokim chibru. Here, the bones, and you want to put the bones back in place in the baby's body, since the bones are part of the body, it looks like you're being misak in the goof itself. So therefore, Rav Nachman holds it's osur, Rav Sheshis holds it's mutter, and Allah we hold like Rav Sheshis. But this is mutter to do on Shabbos. So the Mishnah. Kona shel zesim. A kona is a reed that you use when you're making zesim, when you're making the olives, to see if it's ready to press them to get the oil, to get the oil out. Is a miyesh kesher b'roshay. If there's like a knot on the head of it, a kesher b'roshayin, is makabel tumah. Then we say this reed is called the kli, that's makabel tumah. The yimlav, if it doesn't have this kesher, this knot, this cover on top of it, ain't makabel tumah. It's not makabel tumah. We'll soon see in the Gemara why, but then it's called a pshute kliyetz. It's called a flat piece of wood. That's not makabel tumah. So the mishnah of a benkach or benkach, whether it has the kesher or whether it doesn't have the kesher, is nitto b'shabbos. Okay, the hilchah Shabbos is not called muksar; it's called the kli, and you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. So Rashi kona shel zeisim. Now, the exact to understand this case, really, you have to have a kli in front of you to see what it is. Rashi says li'acha mesikosan. After you have the olive together, tzeifah b'matim, you gather them together, v'shomneh mesatev b'toichoy, and the oil gets together there, v'noyech losis, and it's ready to come out of the olives. It's when the olives are all ready to be pressed. V'yesh le'kona l'hapchon boy, you have a stick, like a reed, v'liftkoit, and you turn around, mix around the olives, and to see if it's ready now that the oil should come out of it. Im karma kotzorcha megin le'beis abad. Is it ready to let the oil come out? You put it into the beis abad. That's the stick you use to mix up the, shake up the olives. Is it miyekesha b'roishay? Kein pakak. It has like a cover to the top of it. Shokona kumis. Has a reed is like a hollow thing, like a bamboo stick. And on top of the stick, you have a cover for it. Then it's makabel tumah. The kule, the klihu. It's called considered a kli. L'fisha b'roishay is very thick at the head. Ktsas. V'yimlav, and it doesn't have this pekak, it doesn't have this cover on top, is not called a kli, to makabel tumah. But from the gate to Hilchah Shabbos, you can help that it's called a kli. So the Gemara Amai, why is it makabel tumah, even if it has a kesher? The chura pshute kli etzu, it's only a flat surface of wood. O pshute kli etz ain't a makabel tumah, that's the loch of Hilchah tumah, it's not makabel tumah. My timer, why not? Well, dumi the sak binin. You learn out Hilchah tumah from sak, a sack. Just like a sack, you can metaltal rekem a molly, you can put things inside it. Who are then? You need a kli, that could be makabel. So since this is a pshute kli, it's a flat piece of wood, it can't be makabel, it can't receive anything inside it, it shouldn't be makabel tumah. And for the Gemara, Tana Mishmederav Natan Vinchemya, Bishor Shemahapich Vizaisim, when you use this stick to mix around the olives to see if they're ready for the oil to come out, you turn the stick upside down and you let some oil go inside it and you look at that oil to see if it's ready or how clean it is. So since when you're using the stick, it is makabel, it does receive some of the oil, and you leave the oil inside there, that's called the Beit Kibum. Shrashi Rama Yeshbai Kesha Bereshoi Nihina Midi Kesha Meshav Lemon, even though the Kesha, the covering on top, makes it a Kli, Miyab Shuta Kli Eitzu, it's only a flat piece of wood. Shafilu Chalalhu, Eina Chalalhu Asla Kabel Klum, even the hollow part of the inside of the reed, it's not meant to makabel, you don't receive anything, it's like a, not like a glass that you put water inside it. There it says, the chalal roshei, when you mix up this olives, you let some oil go on the top of it, and you look in it. So mainly you makabel that oil on the top of the kli, therefore it's called a base kibble. But the geit hilchah Shabbos, since it's usable, you have to use it on Shabbos, it's called a kli. However, it's not muksa, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Vayta, Rabbi Yosi Aymer, kol ha-kelim nitolin. All type of kelim utensils you're allowed to use, allowed to touch on Shabbos. Chutz min ha-mesamer ha-godol, a chutz from a very big sewer. The yester shomach risha, and a special type of a peg that you use when you plow on the ground. These kelim are like muksa machmas chsar and kiss. These kelim you can't touch on Shabbos. So Rashi mesamer ha-godol, it means megera gadol, a very big sword. Shasuya loket kurus, it's meant to soar up big pieces of wood, big pieces of lumber. And who are then the kli of a yeset shomach risha? Who kli godol, it's a big kli. But also a kesak, it's made like a knife. Sheboi oisin charit, shall tell them. That's how you plow, you make holes in the ground. Dahanech koped alayu, these people are makbid upon. Or miyachet lehem okim, and people are koped means they're makbid not to use it for any other purpose. And they put it away in a special place. The loichosim lemloch acheris, it's not right to be used for anything else. Therefore, the ikka malacha that's oimit for on Shabbos is muksa, it's awesome. And this kli is not oimit to use for anything else. You like makbid, it shouldn't get ruined. So that's like yedda, like muksa, makbas, chasar, and kiss. You don't want to use it for any other purpose. That loses its shame kli for Shabbos. And therefore, you're not allowed to touch it on Shabbos. You can't move it at all. But all other kelim that you're not makbid so much, like a hammer we had before, that people would use it for other uses. You don't only use it to knock nails in the wall. You'll use a hammer to break open nuts. That's still called a kli on Shabbos, and the Torah Gufa, Tzorach Mekoyim, it's mutter to be metaltal. But a kli that's makbas chasar and kiss, you're makbid not to touch it at all, so that's a muksa, you can't even touch it, the Torah Gufa and the Tzorach Mekoyim. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, Hai Uchla de Katsri, it's another type of a kli, we'll soon see, is kieset shalmach risha damya. It's doyma to the Mishnah's case of a kli, muksa makbas chasar and kiss, because you don't want to use it for any other purpose. So Rashi learns Uchla de Katsri, Kli nechayshit, it's a kappa kli, ha'osui kenap, it's made like a sieve. Nikovim has a lot of holes in it. V'ushal kaifsim, it's what the washerman, or kaifis, or cleaner uses. V'noistei ala begodim, he puts this sieve on top of the begodim. Or mezalav boi hamayim, he lets the water sprinkle on the kelim. So that's this kli. So the kitsa, the kaifis, the washerman, is makbid not to use this kli for any other purpose. So he's makbid and kaveh le'mokim. That blinds like muksa machmas chasar kis. You can't touch it for any purpose on Shabbos. Omer Abaya, a charva du'ushchvi. That's another type of a knife. Strashi sakin shoritzanim. The knife that a tanner uses to cut his skin is also the ashavcha v'chafdash the ushchvi. That's one case. That's this knife that the tanner uses. V'sakina the ashavta. Rashi Shakina the Ashkhafta means Sakin Shabes Hamakulun, the knife that the butcher uses. Shaktsovi Mekatsum by Botzer. Botzer is in the main marketplace. The Makulun, there's a special big knife that they use to cut the meat. So that knife is also like a Muksamachasron kiss. Vichatsino de Nagri. Vichatsino the Rashi Kolhani. That's also what the Chatsino de Nagri, type the carpenter uses this type of a tool. The Rashi Kolhani Kaftiolayu. All these tools. The umin, the workman, is makbid not to touch it. Mishum the mevgomi or makatzilu biyadayim. He is afraid of become pagam or get ruined. So therefore, he's makatzilu biyadayim. He puts it away and separates it, not to use it at all on Shabbos. So that blinds like a muksa machmasar and kiss. You put it aside, not to use it at all. That's muksa, like the Mishnah says. These kalim can't be touched at all. So that's the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Barishayna hayu aimrim. At the beginning, they used to say that what shloisha kelim nitolam shabbos. At the beginning, the rabbana made a takona that on Shabbos you only allowed to touch three type of kelim. These are the kelim that are most used. Sedrashi gimel kelim v'suloi and nothing more. Well, the Kama Mamrina, later the Gemara says that who made this takona? To be made. Nechemia ben Chakli, Bebayesheni. He was in the Zman of Bayesheni. Is Gozru al Tutu Kola Kalim. The Rabbana made Xerah not to touch any Kalim on Shabbos. Why? Could they lig their gedder to make offense? Lahachme be Yisuri Shabbos, to be Machmer on Yisuri Shabbos mid Rabbonim. Mifnei Shoyim Akilim Bo. Since at his time his door was very makel in Hilchah Shabbos, so he made a takona to be makbid on them not to touch any kelim. Now what do they say? Only three kelim that kamati can't get along without them you're allowed to use on Shabbos. What were these? That's miktsoya shodvela, the knife you need to cut up your cake of the vela of the pie of figs. There's something you need mamish to cut the food with. Trashim miktsoya izmo shemachatchem by the vela. V'yasubim miktsoya smetargrin, yeah. V'zuhamo listerin. Such Rashi, it's a kav kudilla, it's like a big ladle. Shemasalkum by zuah meshagadera. You take out the bad part of the pot. Also, you need this for the food on Shabbos. That's mutter to touch. Vezuah mo list in shagadera. And the third thing is vesakin kitana shagabe shochet. The poshir knife that you use on the table to cut your food. Rashi vesakin kotin shechotchem by lechem that you cut your meat. You cut your lechem, your meat, your bread, or basu the meat for eichlin and eat it. Tahani, Tibirin, Batashmish. These things are very usable. In other words, you need it very. You can't get along without them. So therefore, the Rabbanan and Nasa these. In other words, Bekitsa, like silverware, will go into the first takana that was mutter, but any other kelim is taka also to touch on Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, Hetiru, later on the next door was Matir, V'chazru V'etiru, then later on there were Matir again, V'chazru V'etiru, and later on there were Matir even a third time. Until it finally came out the maskona, what was the din? Like it says now, Mishnah, call ha kelim, all type of kelim, nitolim b'shabbos. You're allowed to touch on Shabbos. You're allowed to use them. I will soon see for what purpose. At least it has certain times you're allowed to use them. Chutz only min mesamer hagodol. That's this big sword that you makatsa mokum, you makpid not to touch it for any other purpose. So it's like a klisha machtoi, shamuksa machna chsor and kiss. It's too valuable. It means too much for you. You don't touch it for anything. The yestet shamachrisha. And huadin, the yestet shamachrisha, this peg that you use, the special peg, special type of a knife, you use for plowing, you're very marked, but not to use for any other thing, therefore it's muksa. But any other kalim, you have even though it's a malachta liyissa, like a hammer, you still have a right to use it at certain times. We'll soon see the tnoim, when you're allowed to use it, when not. So the Gemara, my hetiru v'chazru v'tiru v'chazru v'tiru. What does it mean, these three different heterim that they had? Like Rashi says, hetiru means oid. Kishero shechazru lihizorek tzas bisur Shabbos. When the Chum saw that the people were becoming to be makbid on Hilchah Shabbos. V'chazru v'tiru. They were matter something. Okishenizru yoyser, when they saw their matter, they were nizru even more on Hilchah Shabbos. V'chazru v'tiru. They were matter a second time. V'kam v'forash my kulahana hetiru. The Gemara will soon explain, what does it mean, they were matter, matter, matter. Acharmu zatrashi, oi, chosru betiru es hakul, acharmu kolakel metolim chutz minasem ragod, like our Mishnah. Now, Shrek the Gemara, what are these three heterim, hetero, betiru? Omer Abai, Abai learns like this. Hetiru dovisham lachta leheter. Metril there mat is something that's malachta leheter. In other words, like a chair, a table, a kli that's malachta leheter. A kli that you use for heter. There are mat you to touch it, letzer hufay. You're allowed to touch a chair if you want to use the chair itself. That's all. If you don't want to use the chair, though, they asked you to touch it on Shabbos, to move it. Then they gave a second heter. You have this chair that's a klishim lachtel heter. Now they're not you to touch it, not only for the purpose of sitting on it, but even if you just want to mokum, tzarech mekoymai. You don't want the chair to be here. You want to walk through this place now. That's also, it's called Tzarech Mekoymai. They're not you to touch it. To move it. The Alamod, the Allah of Muksa is allowed to touch Muksa. You're just not allowed to move it. Then they gave a third heter, the Dov Hashem Lachtel Yisr. Even though the Ika purpose, the Ika use of this kli like a hammer, is meant to bang, to build with, that's Osran Shabbos, still we say, Tzarech Gufayin. If you want to use this hammer now to crack open nuts, it's mutter to use it on Shabbos. of the tzarach mekaymaloi. If you want to use it just the tzarach mekaymaloi, for that they weren't matiyu. Their land abaye. Of the Yadayin, still, the Yodai Achasin, they're only Matthew touch a Kli, even on Serach Gufay, or Kli Shamlach Leheter, if you could use it, move it with one hand. Of a Vishte Yod of Loi, but if you need two hands, it's such a big chair, you can't move it with one hand, you need two hands to move it, it was awesome. Ach Omru, until finally comes our Mishnah that says the final Heter, Kol Ha Kelem Nitolem B'Shabbos, V'yafilu B'Shte Yadayin. Any type of a Kli you're allowed to use on Shabbos, move it on Shabbos, even though it's so heavy, so big, that you have to use two hands, still it's mutter. But according to Abaye, it's only mutter a Kli Shamalachta Leheter, Zay Letzarach Gufay, whether you need the Kli itself to sit on, Letzarach Mekoymoy, you just don't want the Kli to be in this place, you want to walk through here? Or else, Hu Adin a Kli Shamalachta Leheter, they're only mutter at all Letzarach Gufay. They're only mutter to move the hammer on Shabbos if you want to use the hammer to break open nuts. But the Tzarach Mekoymoy, it's Taka Osir. Let's say you have the hammer on your chair, and you want to move the hammer away because you want to sit on the chair, that's still Osir. Azoy land Abaye. Omale Rova, Frekta Rova, Kasha Tabaya, Michti, let's see. Hetiru Ketoni. It says that Chomim later made a heter. They became Kutmekel in Hilchas Muksa. Is Mali Letzarva Gufay, Mali Letzarach Mekoymoy. Once they're mat you to touch it, might not mean this heter whether Tzarach Gufay, whether you want to move the chair to sit on the chair, or whether you want to move the chair today to walk through this place, the chair shouldn't be in this mokum. His Rav holds that exact same heter. The Tzarach Gufay and the Tzarach Mekoymoy is the same matter. If you want to move a hammer, whether you want to use it to bang or to crack open nuts, or whether you just want to move the hammer to get it off your chair to be able to sit down on the chair, that's the exact same heter. So he lands Rav. Elo Amarova. What's the pshat in the three heterim? Hetiru was the first thing, Dover Shomalachta Leheter. A Kli Shomalachta Leheter, like a pillow or a blanket, Bein Letzarach Gufay, or Bein Letzarach Mekoymoy. Whether you want to move the pillow because you want to use it to sleep with now, or whether you want to move it today to use the mokum where it is, it's mutter. That was the first heter. V'chazru v'hetiru mecham letzel. Then they were even matyu to move a pillow just to save it from the sun. Or you have a keli that's hetetik, a spoon or a fork out in the sun, you don't want the sun to ruin it, you're allowed to move it mecham letzel. V'chazru v'hetiru dover shomalach tel yisr. Then the third heter was even something like a hammer. The kli that's oimid miyuchid rov tashmishi liyisr. Rov tashmish of a hammer is to bang with, to build with, which is also on Shabbos. Still, the tzarach gufay, the tzarach mekoymoy in. You're allowed to move it on Shabbos, the tzarach gufay. That means if you want to use the hammer to crack open nuts, you're allowed to use the hammer on Shabbos. And who are doing the tzarach mekoymoy? If you have your hammer sitting on your chair, and you want to sit down on the chair now, you want the mokum where the hammer is, you're allowed to move the hammer to sit on the chair. This is the chumrah though. But you can't move a hammer just to save the hammer. If the hammer is in the sun and the sun is ruining it, you're not allowed to move the hammer on Shabbos because it's muksah. Only such a kli that one person can pick up. But let's say you need two people to move it. Let's say you want to move a couch on Shabbos. You need two people. Maybe it's awesome. Shomru, that's the last heter of our Mishnah. And our Mishnah says, Kol ha-kelim nitolim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to move any keli on Shabbos. Afilu b'shnei b'nei yodim. Even if it's such a big and heavy keli that you need two people to move it, still it's mutter to move it on Shabbos. As I held Rav, and as I held Mila Locha, like Rav says. Bye-bye. Eisvei Abaye. Abaye is a kashya not to Rava. So the famous brayse we always have that meducha, that's this chopper, a kli you used to chop with, im yesh bo shum metaltle noisa. If there's some garlic left in the chopper, then you're allowed to touch it on, move it around on Shabbos, because agav, the oichel is called, it's not muksa. Because the ikar is the oichel, not the kli. Of the yim lav, if there's no more oichel, there's no more shum, no more garlic inside it, is ein metaltle noisa. It says you're not allowed to move this keli. Why? L'chur, because it's a kli shamlachta liyisr, it's a chopper. So l'chur, the kashru is according to Rava that you hold a kli shamlachta liyisr, you're allowed to move the tzar guf, the tzar mekoymai. So how come here it says it's osa, period? That there it is, hocha v'mayaskiner mechamal etzel. It's only osa if you want to move it just from take it out of the sun into the shade, for no other purpose. What you need with a tzarach gufa, tzarach mekoymoy, and a chnaim, it's takamutu. Ace for another kasher for the bayit rova. The shovim we had before, shim kotzav olav basar she'osla tautloi. That after you use this board to chop the meat on, when you finish chopping the meat on yontif, the board becomes muksa. The chur is somewhat of a tekleishom lastal yisur, ob l'sarol gufa sarach makoyim it should be mutter. And the same thing, ha'chinami mecham l'tzel, enachinami. If you want to use the board to do some hetadika, or tashmish with it, it's mutter. If you want to move it to sit on the makam or use the makam, it's also mutter. If you're only moving it for the purpose to take it out of the sun, just to save it, shouldn't be a hefsid, that's awesome. Vayit eisvei, v'shovin, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, b'mei nechemye ben chakliya nishnes mishnezu. Hey, so when will you have this first brisa that says everything is osur? There are only matter then three kelim mamash to tzorach that you need. That's b'mei nechemye ben chakliya. The chsiv, because the postik says, b'yom ha'mahem, re'isi b'yehuda dorchim gitzes b'shabbos. They're mamash working in the fields on Shabbos. Or Mevi'in HaRemus, they're bringing in the crops on Shabbos. So the Yidin were Mechal Shabbos, they weren't Nizr and Shmir Shabbos, therefore made this Takona, this Gzeira, not to touch any Kalim at all on Shabbos. Until that's the Brises later, that Hetiru V'chazir V'tiru, like Rashi learns, that later on they saw the Yidin were more Nizr and Hilcha Shabbos, so they were Mata more the Tashmish of the Kalim of Muksa. Minagav, the Ikri Yisoid of Muksa, really it's a Machlekes Rambam and the Ramban, the Ravid also, why the Chazal asked you not to touch certain kelim on Shabbos? The Ravid learns, like we'll see more later, it's Mishum Haitzor. He says, Gzera, the Rabbanan didn't want you to carry any kelim at all, even in your house on Shabbos. Because if you start carrying them in your house, we're afraid you carry them outside. It's Nisa Haitzor. So that's why Chazal asked you not to touch Muksa on Shabbos. No, they couldn't ask for everything. Certain kelim is a big tzarech to have a bimater. So that's the gdorim when they were matter, when they were aser. The klisha mafta leheta, they were matter to metalta, to move it around. Even mechamal etzel. A klisha mlachta leyisr, they were only matter, so who for sech mukaymai. But the reason why they answered muksa is they don't want you to come to carry things outside. The Rambam learns a different pshat, that the reason why the Yasid Muksa, I think he has around three different tamim, but Pekitzer is that Shabbos should be different than Chol. We don't want you to use the same kelim to do the same things you do in the middle of the weekday as you do on Shabbos. You want Shabbos to be nikur, it's different to Yom HaKadosh. Also, maybe if you start touching these kelim, maybe you come to do the malacha. Like Lamashe, if you start playing around with needles, we're afraid maybe you come sewing on Shabbos. Or you have a hatchik, maybe you start to chop the wood on Shabbos. So therefore the Yasid Muksa Klish or Mastal Yisr, we don't want you to touch it, that it should be Nikah today is Shabbos, you're not allowed to do any Malachah on Shabbos. Yeah. Right. Omer Rebbe Lezer, Zakh Rebbe Lezer, Kanim or Makolos. We'll soon see these halachas about Kanim, we'll soon see what Kanim are, these pieces of wood that the staffs they put in between the Lechem upon them on every Shabbos. We'll soon see they used to put the new Lechem on the Shulchan every Shabbos. Six lechems on one side and six on the other side, piled up one on top of another. So they used to put kanim sticks in between one lechem and the other lechem, that some air should get in, that it shouldn't be misapish the lechem, shouldn't get stale. Vaitu makolis, that's another law of using wood to hold the korban pesach on it. Well, some see, or galustero, that's a belt that you use in the door like a lock, or meducha, who had in the law of a chopper, a cleat that you chop with, is kulam koidim hatoris kelim nishnu. As we'll soon see halacha that all these kelim are osir. They blend like muksa. As Zakri Abelezer, they're only osir before, that's bizman, b'yemei Nechemya. When the first brisa, when they asked it all kelim. But bizman is there now, that they're chosru, v'tiru, like our Mishnah says, that kol ha-kelim mitolim. So now that they're matir ready, these kelim, to metaltul, who are then you could be metaltul these halachas also. That's what Abelezer learns. Is even though the Mishnah and it says it's also, it's only kaidim the heter. But after the heter of muksa, these kelim are also mutter. What is halachis? Kanim ditnan. What's the loch of a kan of a stick, like we learned? Loi sidur hakanim, volonit yilosan doichas a Shabbos. Neither putting the kanim in between the lechems on Shabbos, or else taking off the kanim on Shabbos, taking off the kanim, ya adoichas Shabbos. You see, our sucha Shabbos is also ax muksam to touch these kanim. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi loy sidur hakanim shoyu noisnim b'mareches lechem aponim bein chala lechala. They used to put a stick in between each chala lehafridam to separate them likone seruach, that the air should come in between them b'nayim shloy yisafshu. We don't.